Hello, fitness friends. It's Phil, and this is episode 149 of Get Fit to Row. Get Fit to Row, said very seriously. Get Fit to Row. Yes. Right. It's New Year's Eve, 2021. And I thought I'd cast this idea out today, which is the year that we've just done. Now, keep in mind, for reference, that this is episode 149. But that is also a significant number in terms of the amount of training sessions, at least, we have done together. Because the one thing about doing the episode, by and large, is I do the episode and it links to me doing a training session, either on my own or with someone else. The two are interlinked. So we've done 149 sessions, fitness sessions, at least this year. So look, here's the thing. And if you've journeyed with me to some extent, having done 149 training sessions, at least, which is at least 149 hours of training, it's very fair to say that we, yes, my friends, we are significantly fitter this time of year now than we were a year ago. That's given, right? That is an extraordinary thing to think about. And if you have, like me, done at least 149 training sessions and you've listened to at least 149 of these episodes, I thank you, and I hope that you are fitter and stronger. Now, keep in mind that your fitness might have been a simple walk in the park. It may have been game of football. It may have been something. But look, if you've listened or if you've journeyed, and if we've done 149 of these episodes, these sessions, well done. Because it just goes to show how much you can do if you focus. Now, the other thing that I thought I'd talk about, or I try and analogize today, because I think it's a nice way of thinking about things today. Right, so the first time I rode at Henley, they say Henley Royal Regatta, which is just one of many regattas in the UK, but it's kind of the thing that makes Henley probably so unique for everyone is it's match racing. So it's one crew against another crew. It's man against man. It's not multi-lane, which is a bit more of a kind of an adrenaline-filled bowl of spaghetti to some extent. But one boat against another boat. That's the concept I'm thinking about today a little bit when I tell this or I share this podcast. Today, I'm going to feel like the race has been done, okay? We've done the race. We've gone down the track. And we've taken the boat off the water. I'm not going to tell you whether we won or lost, right? But we've taken the boat off the water and we've put it in the boat sheds. And look, the moment you put it in the boat shed and you've taken the weight of the boat off your shoulder, there's kind of like there's a two-part experience. One is, okay, that's done. And I laugh more about this because sometimes I kind of go, the race didn't hurt as much as it hurt to carry the boat. And actually, that's probably wrong. That's probably like a very early memory of carrying the very heavy boats, not the Filippis in the M-Packers that you know that I would have rode at Henley. or actually the occasional Yanisek and maybe a Sims, but and maybe an Eton boat, not an Eton school, but I think it was called Eton Racing from memory. But anyway, look, we've put the boat back on the racks and we're standing there and we're kind of like going, before anyone says a word, there's a moment, there's just a moment in time. Just think about it, right? Just hang with me. There's a moment in time when the boat's on the rack, but I remember on the top of the boat, there's these, it's called the rail, it's called the gunwale, the top edge of the boat. And I remember all too often, kind of, boat goes back on the rack and I'd have my fingertips hanging off the gunwale. I think it's called the gunwale. Yeah, that top section. But I remember that, and I think that's the moment that I feel today. It's a moment, a fraction of a moment, to look back on what went well. What went well? How much effort I put in? Was it enough? And did I do enough? Did I do enough for the crew? Did I do enough for the moment? Did I do it as well as I could have done it? And look, here's the thing. Looking back on 2021, and looking at the fact that I've done 149 episodes, and I've also probably done 149 training sessions, at least, I'd largely say, you know what, Phil? You didn't know where you were heading. You'd never done it before. This analogizes, not that this is the first time I've done Henley. You've never done it before. But look, you survived. Well done. And you learned something about yourself. And I guess the memory that comes to mind is the first thing that comes to mind is, you know, when you go into something, when you go into a race like that, there is no jumping out of the boat. And I've done a previous podcast about that, actually, that whole idea of when things are tonking along. I love that word, tonking. But when things are tonking along and it's good, you can't get off, even though you want to. And look, I think today, if I reflect back, I think there's been moments throughout the year when actually I've thought, I want to get off of this. I want to get out of this boat. I want, you know, this get fits rope. I want to get out. But you know what? You can't. And I didn't, which is brilliant. And if you've been sort of journeying in your own way along a little bit of a fitness thing, and if you've got to this point on New Year's Eve, and if you've done or count up the sessions that you've done, and if you think that you are not in a different place to where you started off the year, I can tell you that you definitely are. You definitely are. You're in a different place than you were this time last year. Definitely. Because you didn't jump out of the boat. You stayed in. Well, you can't jump out of the boat, really. It's as simple as that. You can only catch a crab and get thrown out of the boat, which is very unusual, but happens from time to time. But I think that's important to look down the track. Let's say this, look down the, you know, look down your own Henley track and go, where did I start? How well did the start go? How did it get into my stride? And when did I settle? When did I settle into a vibe, into a rhythm? And let's think about that a little bit more. So I think the, even though Get Fit to Row is now a thing, right? The race has been won and it is a thing. It's got, I've got a small group, a growing group of Get Fit to Rowers. I've put together all of the social media channels, including this one, the podcast. I've put together a website, which I'm actually pretty proud of, but it's taken me about 4 months to refine, and I will keep refining it. Um, I've kind of got more of a feel for who and what, who should do, or who could be interested in Get Fit to Row, and how it works for different types of people. It's no different to rowing, really. You know, everyone comes with slightly different goals, but you have to do it. You have to get to a place where you're doing it one way, which I think is good. So it's taken me, you know, this time last year, I kind of had this idea, or sketching around. I had didn't have anyone to work with, but I've kind of got to a point where I've got to a place where I'm working it. So let's say the start wasn't very good. It wasn't very focused. And I probably didn't go, you know, my stroke rate probably wasn't high enough. I probably didn't get out fast enough. So therefore I was behind thinking. My thinking was behind. But look, gradually throughout the year, as I hit the barrier, let's say, that sort of 140 in to the race, as I hit the barrier, I settled. And then I started to work my way down the course. But the start was so shit, and I didn't really hit my stride. I didn't really hit my stride until probably about the enclosures, like the last tier three. It's a bit windy today, by the way, so you might be a bit of wind, but I'll try and hide you from it. But I only really got into the race, which is not very good when I think about it, but I only really got into the race just as I got into the enclosures. And then I tried really hard for, you know, 250 metres. And then when I got off at the end, I ultimately got, you know, we're in the boat shed, so I put the boat back down and I've gone, that wasn't so bad. But actually, it was, thinking about it now, it was shocking. But look at where we are. Look at where we are now. We're 149 sessions in, at least. We're a good, probably a good couple of hundred hours of training in. We've built everything. So now it's just a question of like turning the screw and optimizing everything, including my fitness, because the whole goal of Get Fit to Row was really sort of creating a narrative for me to keep getting fit and enjoying rowing, but along the way sharing that journey with other people. So I guess, so looking back, if you take some time today to look back at where you were this time last year and how far you've got, and if you have just a moment to say, hey, you know what, you did pretty well. You've got to the end of the race, you've got the boat off the water, you've got the boat in the boat shed, and actually you're just hanging there for a minute, just going, phew, that was a bit mad, wasn't it? I said that to myself so many times after a race. Actually, interestingly enough, probably one of the maddest races, I was in a crew that got the course record, not at Henley, but at Peterborough Sprints, Summer Sprints. And we had a bit of a headwind, is an understatement, but we absolutely flew down the course. I think it was like 99. But drifting a bit. But look, I think where we stand now is we stand with firm foundations, a good base level of fitness, a good understanding of what we've got ahead of us. And if in a year's time we've done as good or even better than this year, I reckon that's going to be an incredible year ahead. Because the chances are, if we've done it once, we can do it again. But this time, we're going to have a better start. We're going to settle earlier, and we're going to race the whole race, and we're going to win by a dozen lengths. Anyway, look, it's probably time for me to wrap it up. Have a happy new year. Remember, the whole thing probably that I've learnt this year is that get fit to row isn't really a new year's resolution. Getting fit and learning to row isn't really a new year's resolution. It's a routine commitment. It's a routine commitment. It's part of your life. And I think if you can work out how to fit in the habit or build the habit, that'd be a good thing. Anyway, look, I'm going to go. And the wind's dropped, finally. And the sun's coming out, which is lovely. But anyway, it's Phil. It's a sign off of 149. Thank you for listening. Take care. Ta-da.